What's up, brother?
What's up? How we doing?
I'm good. Do you feel like you could pretty well go through it, like check a lot of the boxes of the Dabo Swinney perspective on his Clemson career?
I think depending on the time of the year and the situation that we're in, I think I could give up and probably give a team meeting. I think I could get up in front of guys and probably give a speech. That's what playing 10 years of college football does, and fortunately been under the same head coach the entire time. So I've got a lot of wisdom, and I've got a lot of Sweeneyisms that are in this head.
You know, Dabo did at one point in the press conference, he was talking about a Syracuse lineman, and I was like, I need to look this up. He said it's in his eighth year, and I actually did the count. I knew you were coming today. I was like, how many years has Walker been here? Because somebody, Fran Brown might be like, they got a lineman who's like 31. So I don't know about that.
So is that verified? This is his eighth year?
Eighth year.
Now, is this eighth year? Really? Now, obviously, he's probably going to miss a few here and there. Is this 8 years at Syracuse? Is this kind of
so it
that's
was
a long time?
2018, he played as a true freshman at Florida.
Wow.
He missed 2019.
2018.
Oh, yeah. He missed 2019. Literally, Trevor Lawrence's freshman year, this guy was a freshman. Uh-huh. Still in college. Trevor's like a quarter billionaire. So 2019 he misses. 20 is COVID, doesn't count. One of the other years he didn't play before games, so he gets the red shirt.
Okay.
Like he probably got a medical in 19, then a legitimate red shirt. Transfers to Cal, plays 2 years Cal, and then now he's at Syracuse.
How about that?
Guy's like 28 years old.
Man. Yeah, that's a lot of college football. So that's tough on the body. So I can only imagine. You know, he's got me beat by 2 years. I can't imagine how he feels.
Golly. Well, how do you feel? Your health has been
incredible.
In the news, if you didn't know.
Knock on wood, God is great. I feel good. Got rolled up in camp, nothing too out of the ordinary. I rolled my knee up, but, I mean, it wasn't the major thing. It wasn't the ACL, so just needed a couple weeks. Unfortunately, I missed the 2 games of the season. I really hate that. I was able to log a couple snaps versus Troy. I got about 9 plays. Still felt good. It was kind of tough with the rain delay, getting, you know, warm up, and then we sit there for 45 minutes and go back out. But the plan for that game was kind of see how it feels and get out there and move around a little bit. I didn't intend to play the whole game at Troy, so. Feeling great now. Like I said, knock on wood. You know, I have no issues. I've had issues with the ankle, the knee, the shoulder in the past, but there's no pain. So, you know, I was very pleased to wake up after the Georgia Tech game and really feel nothing at all. But it's been a while since that's happened. So, in a very good spot.
We all know that you've got an extensive injury history. You've dealt with a lot in your college career. I know you've had some really low moments. And I'm curious, when you sort of just get nicked,
yep.
does – something different happened in your brain when you've had some worse injuries and you've had some stuff and you're like, okay, this feels minor, but it might not be. Do you have those moments of doubt?
Yeah, there was definitely a moment of doubt with my knee. Like I said, you know, I play offensive line and I play football, so it's expected to have stuff throughout the season where, since I've been here, you might break a finger or you might jam your wrist or something, you know, the minor stuff that happens week to week, or you might get hit in the ribs or something like that. But, being out there during the first scrimmage, I felt my knee kind of pop when I rolled over, and it got real stiff. And, you know, immediately my head went to ACL. I was like, come on, man. I was like, not like this. I was like, please don't let it be over now just in the scrimmage. But, you know, got the MRI pretty quick that night and got the results back and figured out it was just PCL and LCL sprain. So just took a couple weeks. And, you know, there's a second of doubt, but I went to the sidelines. I started praying and, you know, I was just like, God, if this is the way that it's supposed to be, then I understand. But, you know, I would really appreciate you letting me finish here. And, I know I've been here a long time, and we've had this conversation a few times, but, you know, I don't want it to end like this, so if you could just let me finish out my senior year, and fortunately got the good news, and I'm back playing now. So, you know, there might be a little doubt, but I know that regardless of what happens to my body physically on the field, like the overall plan is I'm good and God is great, so I don't stress about it too much.
That's great to hear. That's awesome. Visiting with Walker Parks here on the program. I'm curious this too. I mean, you know, you go from 9 snaps against Troy, and then you got a couple other dudes out.
Yeah.
All 5 of you guys play all 63 snaps.
Yeah.
Not a single sub. What was that like? Series after series, down after down, where it ain't just you, it's everybody. Y'all are in it together, and you're in it for the long haul.
I'm going to be honest, dude. I felt great. I was just so excited to be back on the field, and I was so amped up to go on a road game and go play that I didn't even think about my body. I didn't feel anything. I didn't, you know, like I said, everything's good in my body. Like ankle, knee, shoulder, everything's been feeling good. So when we took the field, I was just so ready to play football that 63 plays, 100 plays, 20 plays, I was just ready to go. And I know that we had a couple guys down, and I knew I was going to have to play the whole game entirely. So I was ready for that mentally and physically, and that's what – if I have to do that every single game, play every single snap, I'm ready for that. Like I said, I've got 9 more guaranteed games of football in my career, and then I might never play a game again. So I would prefer to play every snap. You know, I know it gets kind of concerning with my body over the years, and I think that – We've also got some guys that need to get in there and play because they've earned it, and we have a lot of great players on the offensive line. But like I said, 9 more opportunities guaranteed to me. I want to play every snap possible that I can.
There's an accountability with that, right? Where people are constantly like, "Hey, can you?" Because if you can go, like, you gonna go.
Absolutely.
And so you know when people are looking at you like that and they're going, "Hey, you good?" Because if you're good, we're gonna put you right back out there. There's an accountability. What is that like internally when you get that belief communicated from somebody else to you?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm always ready to go, and that's what I know. In 23, I was not good to go. My ankle had the issues, had to get that resolved. But every single game, I'm ready. Like, I am physically and mentally ready to play every single snap. And the thing is, over the last couple of years, like, we've had Harris Sewell come in, and we've had, like, right on the brink of 6 or 7 guys that could be starters for us. And it's not necessarily I go out there and it's like, all right, well, I can't go the whole time because I'm hurt or whatever. It's like these guys are playing because they're good players and they deserve to play. And so we get in kind of like a rotation. Like once we get everybody back, we'll have some guys rotating in, and we've got some depth now. So we have to utilize that depth. And, you know, it's a long season and hopefully extends even longer into the postseason. So you got to get guys rotating, keep guys healthy. So, but I mean, you know, like I said, if they come up and they're like, hey, we need you to play 100 plays Saturday, like, all right, let's do it. I'm ready to go.
I'm curious your thoughts on this, because I think the fan sentiment after a 1-2 start is, yep, like, we want to hear somebody step up to a microphone, or we want some leaked audio of people just going absolute scorched earth, and they're just letting everybody have it, talking about how bad everyone sucks.
Yep.
So walk us – there have got to be those conversations, right?
Yeah.
To some degree. What is the balance? As somebody who's been in a lot of locker rooms winning and losing,
yep,
what is the balance of, hey, this is not good right now, and we are better than this. Let's go,
yeah,
be better,
absolutely,
than this.
I mean, there's a high level of accountability. There's nobody in this building saying that this is good enough. There's nobody watching the film that we're putting out in our meetings being like, all right, you know, like, this is good. We'll keep – like, we're 1-2 to start off the season. We're not playing at a high level that we're capable of, and we have to change it. It's on film, and it doesn't come down to – it's not coaches. I know everybody wants point blame and say, you know, we have to do something different here. We have to do something different there. It's – the coaches have put us in such a great position to win, as well as the strength coaches. We're all in shape. We're all strong. We're all physical. And we have a great scheme every week. And at the end of the day, it's up to the players. We have to go execute, and we have to do that. And so, you know, there's some intense conversations that we have in the building. But at the same time, I've been here for 2021. I've been here for 2023. It's not the way you want to start a season. You know, I never want to lose a game. That's what I hate losing. I'm such a competitive person, but it's a part of the sport. And, you know, I tell the guys all the time, like, not all the time, but I've told them this week, and getting ready to get back right, focused on the next opponent, is everything that we want is still in front of us. So our team goals, the only one that we can't hit now is win the opener. We lost the opener, that's done. We're still climbing the same mountain. It just got a lot steeper. There's a lot less room for mistakes, you know, and everything like that. So it's kind of check the mentality at the door. If you want to be a part of this and be a part of this, it's 1-2. So, I mean, call it what it is. It's going to be a gritty season. We're gonna keep getting better, and we're gonna keep fixing the mistakes that we've made. But at the end of the day, we're 1-2. We have a loss in the conference, so might need some help. Like last year, we got Syracuse knock out Miami and get us in the door. So we might need some of that this year. We might need another league opponent to lose. But at the end of the day, the only thing that we can focus on is Tuesday practice. Today is Tuesday. It's inside run. It's physical. It's hitting. So that's where my mind is at today. I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna watch more Syracuse. I'm going to go put my pads on, get taped up. I'm going to get ready for today, because you can't look too far down the road. Like, it's all still there, but, like, nothing happens. Like, I'm locked in on this week, focused on this week, because that's all I can do, and that begins with today.
Last 6 quarters, Adam Randall has looked very comfortable,
yep,
and he's gotten sort of lathered up. Now, some have said that running behind Walker Parks makes it easier. I would ask you, what have you seen from Adam as somebody who is paving the way in front of him, maybe when you go back and watch the film, that makes you excited to block for him again?
Yeah. Well, the first thing that makes me excited is he's one of my good friends. So, love Adam Randall. He's a great dude. He's a great player, and he cares. It means a lot to him, like it does me, and you can tell that in the way that he plays and the way that he acts and his leadership around the building. So, he's a vocal leader. There's not many guys that are willing. You go up to him and say, hey, I know you're playing wide receiver right now. You want to switch and play running back, and he'll do it with a smile. And he doesn't complain. He just goes to work every single day, and he's getting better and better. And, you know, he's an incredible player, and that's what – I take so much pride in playing offensive line, and I have so much joy in doing so and playing the position that I do. And when you're blocking for a guy like Adam Randall, it makes it even more enjoyable. So he's an incredible player. And he's an incredible leader. And, you know, we're just going to, like I said, keep climbing.
What's the point of emphasis this week? Like, if you're trying to get 1% better or whatever the cliches you guys are using, what's the point of emphasis that you want to accomplish on Saturday?
Win the game. Absolutely. Learn how to finish and win the game. That's the focus right now. But how do you do that? So if you look back, we're a couple plays away in each game, playing close. So it just comes down to the details. Every single drive, every single play is a game winner. It doesn't matter if it's the first play of the game. This could be the play that wins the game. So it's having a sense of urgency and going out there and being ready to execute and finish the details that it takes and having that mentality. And so how do you do that? You do it in practice. Like I said, going out there today and being ready to hit, being ready to be physical, but also doing that with the details and the mindset that this could be practice makes permanent. That's something we talk about all the time in the offensive line. And so going out and doing it in practice, it will carry over to the game. So going out today and being, you know, super efficient and having a sense of urgency, that's the number one thing for me today.
Fans lose their mind. The Clemson fan base loses their mind when Coach Sweeney says, that, you know, one play away. How does he use that, though, with practice? Because it sounds like you're saying the one play away is just, hey, if you loaf on this play, that might be the play that turns this game. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it comes – some games come down to one play. Like, we just lost on a walk-off kick. And, you know, like I said downstairs, Georgia Tech is a good team. They're a gritty team. They've got a great head coach. They've got a great quarterback. I thought their offensive line played really well. And so there is no excuse. There's no excuse saying, oh, we're close. You know, close doesn't count. We lost. So there's definitely – I'm not making an excuse for that. Definitely nothing along those lines. But, you know, you have to treat every play like it is the game-winning play. Like I said, every drive, because you don't know what's going to happen. Like, if you're not sprinting to the ball and it gets knocked out and the ball comes out, defense recovers it. Well, if I'm sprinting to the ball and it gets knocked out and I recover it, well, the drive's still alive and we're still moving. So there's so many different outcomes that can happen on each drive and each play that you just have to be given 100% effort each time.
This is kind of a hard question, but I'm curious about this. Your head coach sat in the press conference, and he agreed with the sentiment from a reporter that asked him, is this all about this team learning how to win? And I do think that we sort of took that for granted, because you've got guys on this team that have won multiple conference championships, that have played in playoffs, that have done all these things. Does it really start over for every game? Or, like, what is the process of a team learning how to win when a lot of the players are returning from teams that presumably have done some winning?
Yeah, I think that is a tough question, but I think the best way to answer that is don't ever lose the respect for what it takes to win. Winning is not an easy thing to do. I mean, at the end of the day, you're lining up out there versus other college teams and guys that have been busting their butts since January and getting ready for the season. So, I mean, there's no easy way to win a football game. And, you know, you can look at the talent that we have, but at the end of the day, a lot of other teams are talented as well, and they want the same thing that we want. So, having the respect for what it takes to win, and like I said, that's giving maximum effort in every single thing you do. That's your sleep, that's your nutrition, that's the way you practice, that's the way you recover, and, you know, just focusing on that right now. And, like, nothing carries over from last season. You know, we won a lot of games last season, but that don't count for this season. So, you know, you could say it restarts, but I think it restarts every single week. You know, nothing carries over. If I had a bad game last week, that don't mean I'm going to have a bad game this week. If I had a good game last week, that don't mean I'm going to have a good game this week. So just keeping that 1-0 mentality and focusing on each and every day as a way to restart, and, you know, don't ever take winning for granted.
You're the best, man. Walker Parks, thanks for joining us. I hope you stay healthy, man.
Me
we
too.
Love it. 63 good snaps against Georgia Tech. It may take that many on Saturday against Syracuse.
That's all right. Man, I'm ready for it. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time.